Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Wonderful, wonderful Wednesdays. The Midweek Motivator is here with us. Good morning to you in North Carolina, Dallas, Texas, Los Angeles, California, the Compton area. Good morning to our friends in Detroit, Michigan, at the Kaplan Business Institute. Good morning and welcome. Good morning to anybody. This is your very first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. I say good morning and welcome to Motivation at its Best. Who can't stand to be motivated in the morning? So we thank you. We celebrate you. Paul Carazzi, good morning over there in the wonderful, beautiful, awesome Tokyo, Texas. Good morning, good morning. Good morning. Well, I just want to double check and make sure that all the phone lines are working and that everyone can hear us. Good morning, Mr. Versi Walker.
Well, good morning to you as well.
Okay, just wanted to make sure you could hear.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How's it going in your part of the world?
You know what? Not bad. I mean, you know, it's cold, but it's a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm looking outside. We lost power sometime around 12 o'clock last night, and I think it may have stayed out to about 3. So there was a concern there because, you know, these pipes will freeze in this type of weather, but everything is great. The power came back on. Life is good. I think some of my neighbors are still out, but you know what?
Well, I tell you, it's cold in a lot of places, and things are going on everywhere. Let me say good morning and just give out a few more shout-outs to our friends and right here in our own community in the state of New Jersey, from South Jersey all the way to North Jersey. Good morning and welcome. Give a shout-out to a new listener that should be joining us very soon. Over in Nigeria, over in Africa, was talking with her brother, and I said to him, your sister needs to get on the Coach Lalisa Show. We got motivation, and she is a business owner, an entrepreneur, and so we are attracting more and more entrepreneurs to the show, and we're going to bring you more topics that you will be able to definitely, you know, you will be able to learn and how to grow your business. Yes, Mr. Walker?
Yes, I lost you for a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I lost you for a moment.
Yeah, you know, I think people are having some difficulty. That was somebody calling my cell phone, letting me know. Yes, okay. Mr. Paul Carazzi said he ordered your book from Amazon and it's flying to Tokyo. All right, Tokyo, here it comes.
Okay, great.
Congratulations. I want to say good morning to our partners and friends down in Nashville, Tennessee, down in Atlanta, Georgia, and Chicago, Illinois. Wow, we just have been trailing around the country. It is going down. We thank God for all that He is allowing us to do. For those women out there, that's a Bond girl. I say good morning to all the Bond girls. We are intelligent, independent, and we are somehow always miss one. So confident, intelligent, independent, and confident. I think I got it right. If not, Mr. Paul will correct me. Oh, business women. Ha, there you go. Confident would be the same as probably independent. Well, we are independent business women, and we are intelligent. That's the Bond girl. So, yes, Mr. Walker, it's been a great week all week. On Monday, we had Ms. Terry Clay with her a powerful story of her life and the things that she's working on, helping to expose young people outside of their box and outside of their immediate circle and cultures, and exposing them and expanding their knowledge and their backgrounds, expounding on their experiences in life for success. And then Tuesday, we had the Dynamite, Ms. Melissa Brettwith. She's also the author of 8 Steps to a New You, but I know her personally. She is, when you're in her presence, you will feel like a giant. I'm telling you, if you need a team built up, she's the woman to call on. When you leave her, you will, feeling like a giant. So if anyone missed the show yesterday, you need to go back and listen to the archives. She's a sweet, just such a humble little voice. But let me tell you, powerful. And then we have you here today. I'm going to move out of your way in just a moment. And then tomorrow, you got to make it back here. We have Mr. John Harmon. He is the CEO and president of the New Jersey State African American Chamber of Commerce. He started out as the down in the Mercer County area, in Trenton area, as the president of that county. Now he's for the entire state. He is traveling to Washington, D.C. today for a big rally that they have with all the commerce people. And I think how fitting that is, right on the heels of our President Barack Obama's speech last night, talking about how they do want to help the small business owners. And guess what? You will get, and Melissa told us yesterday, you're going to get just what you say. So if you're speaking that this economy is bad and I'm not going to get anything, guess what? You're not, because you're going to have everything you say. Also want to say good morning to my good friend, Miss Virginia Dancy. I didn't forget about you, Miss Dancy. Love you down there. You guys are doing big, big things in Greensboro, North Carolina, where this is the first time that Release Your Power will be taking a tour around the country. The first stop is North Carolina. They're putting together a conference down there. It'll be a one-and-a-half-day conference where it is going to be off the chart. So we thank you spearheading that, Miss Virginia Dancy, and your team that you're working with down there, and Dr. Cindy Hunter. And we have more people coming to the show, so you're not going to want to miss a single moment of the Coach Melissa show. So, Mr. Walker, I'm going to turn it over to you now, and I'll come back at the end of the show with a couple more updates. So,
excellent.
Take it away.
I'm, I'm here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Coach. Again, good morning, everyone. Happy New Year's one last time. I know last week I said I won't say it anymore, but we're still in January. It's still a great new year, and just want to say it one last time. Happy New Year's, everybody. When you go to North Carolina, if you can, definitely carve out a day to take a peek at the Civil Rights International Museum that actually commemorates and marks the Greensboro Four, which some of those guys were teenagers, but they were freshmen in college, that actually sat in the Woolworths back in 1960 and to protest, you know, against segregation and some of those locations and places that this took place at. Their parents worked in those locations and couldn't even eat or purchase food or purchase items. They had to go to the back or walk through the back, but they could serve patrons in the front. And so these four men just no longer want to see this injustice, and they endangered themselves and sacrificed their lives in order to make this happen. So from February, I believe it's February 1st through July 25th is when the march took place, and it actually involved beyond those four boys. I think it was day one of the sit-in. By day three, it was over 50 people, and by the time it was over, it was thousands of people that, you know, want to stand in the face of injustice. So if you go to this museum, you would be in awe. It's a technologically advanced museum, but it's a historical event, and it takes you back to the day and time and numerous events that allow us to be where we're at today, to see more and be more, to dream and envision where we want our life to be. I can't wait to get back to North Carolina to take a second tour, because the first one was so intriguing. So I really want to go back and just consume all that that moment had to offer. So again, when you get there, please carve out that time. Anyone listening, take the opportunity, you know, to go by and take a look at the Civil Rights International Museum there in North Carolina. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful and safe week this week as well. Be careful again. These temperatures are frigid. I know last week we had the snow and the ice, and there was a lot of incidents. If you don't have to go out, don't. So protect yourself and be safe out there, everybody. As always, Coach and listeners, I'm excited and glad to be here and to be able to join each and every one of you once again for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration show. It's always kind of like, for me, it's an excitement, and then it's like, okay, we're here, it's Wednesday, but then tomorrow's going to be over. I'm always overjoyed with the opportunity to share and express and hopefully help someone through a moment, through a challenging time, maybe by my words, if not my entire body of information, because that's what it's all about. It's uplifting and empowering and educating and definitely inspiring others during these times and beyond, because it's always good to be able to say something positive, encouraging, and inspiring during good times. It's always good to celebrate and jump in someone's new car and go to the show or dinner and have a great time when you got money. But what do you say to people when things aren't going so well? How do you encourage them and keep them on the path and allowing them to maintain their faith? So I hope that this is what our show is doing, not only on Wednesday but throughout the week, enabling people to dig deep down inside and find that desire and that passion again for life. So I'm always excited to be here. Many thanks to the listeners for tuning in, either on the phone, in the archives, or on the internet. And also to you, Coach, for allowing me to share my experiences and positive messages with you and the audience. I have just a quick update. Being the 26th day of January, just a few more days before a new month, inside of a new year within a new decade, has already proven that this will be a phenomenal year of great strides and great opportunities. And I ask that each and every one of you listening to me to get prepared for the breakthrough that's about to happen in your life. Coach, for me, each day, I'm seeing what was once considered impossible is now being more possible than ever before. And as I just said, it's just the 26th day of this new year in this new month. You know what? So much so, I've actually been in contact with two separate individuals who are now willing to mentor, assist, and guide me and help me to expand my brand and to not only take my book, my current book, because as I've told you guys, I'm working on my second book as well, but not only just to take my book, but my business and my messages to others all around the country. Besides that, what else could I say? I'm healthy. My new book is coming along well. And as I said, 2011 has started out to be a phenomenal year. So everyone, get prepared, because this is, I believe, more so than ever before, that this is truly our year. Today, I want to touch on and speak on the topic of favor and not downplaying your blessing. And this concept or this thought came to me earlier this week. And I'm looking around at, you know, what you just mentioned, Coach, with the young lady who was on, who said if you talk about you don't have and you don't get, then that's exactly what you're going to bring into your life. And I know sometimes we downplay our blessing. We downplay the favor that's been placed upon us, and it doesn't look good and it doesn't digest well, and it's a contradiction to what's been given to you. And if you haven't had financial favor, but when you went to the doctor and the doctor told you, you know what, you're a bill of health, and you know you haven't exercised, and you know you have not provided your body with the right nourishment and nutrition, and to get that message, that was favor. When your mom called and told you about your auntie, who you know is 87 years old, and you know that she's been not well several times this year, and your mom calls and tells you that she's bought a ticket to come visit her, and not that you guys have to go rush and visit her somewhere, let you know that that's favor. That's blessing. And so it may not always come in a monetary fashion. It may not always come in an inanimate object such as a new car or a new house, but that's a blessing within itself. And I want us to recognize that as we're trying to build our personal relationships, as we're trying to build our businesses, as we're trying to grow and prosper in this new year, we want to reflect on where these things are coming from, because I've been in situations, Coach, where I loaned somebody $50 and they didn't pay me back. And I was kind of tight about that. And I was, you know, upset when I see that person. I'm like, you know, you got that new shirt on, but where's my $50? You're talking about this nice concert you went to, but where's my $50? But I didn't realize there was someone that waited in the wings or stood in the gap and gave me a $500 blessing. And I couldn't even focus and understand that because I was too busy dwelling on this $50 that I had loaned someone. And it happens more times than not with individuals where we can't see the forest for the trees, where we're too busy holding on to past grudges, hurts, and misunderstandings to see the favor and the blessing that has been imposed or impressed upon us. I ask each and every one of you listening to stop and reflect and understand, but never downplay your blessings. On last week's call, we went over and covered the topic of stress and how stress and the topic of stress has now become a way of life. I mentioned how finance is perhaps at the top of the list that causes stress. It came to mind for me this week how, like I said, how God's favor should be the one power that should release any and all stress in an instant. Then I began to think how so many people are not living in or truly understanding God's great favor. In fact, I see so many of us downplaying his great blessings. Now, you may ask, Versi, how so? What do you mean? How do you mean? Well, oftentimes I see people who are well off, who are extremely blessed, apologizing for all that God has blessed them with, downplaying their joy, hoping not to offend others, more importantly, hoping not to offend their Heavenly Father. Listen to me. Never downplay your blessing or hide God's good favor. Never apologize for what you have or what has been given to you. Share it with all others and be comfortable in it. And I think the important part there is be comfortable in it. I remember one time I was, you know, again of one mindset and one belief, and I felt that when you gave something, you had to give it unselfishly. And I still believe that today. But I come to find out sometimes when you give something, you may not get that same thing in return or get it back from that same person or group of people. And one day I took a box of donuts. And I love my custard-filled chocolate-covered donut. And I got in a variety, knowing that that donut was in there. So I put the donuts on the counter and told everybody the donuts was in there. Others knew I enjoyed that. And so when I go back in there, it's the plain covered, you know, no frosting, no powder donut sitting there in the box. It's the last one, Lone Ranger, sitting there by itself. And so I was kind of despondent. I'm like, they knew I liked the custard fill. Why wouldn't they save me one? And so it came to mind. I was giving, and that's a great thing. But in giving, you also have to consider yourself as well. I knew I wanted that type of donut, and I liked that donut. One, I should have bought two, or I should have taken mine out. I should have taken it out and then offered what was remaining. That's not selfish. That's being fair. That's being considerate of others who may not have donuts that they would have wanted to enjoy one, but it's also thinking of yourself as well, not in the selfish sense, but considering, you know what, this donut may not be here. Others may not be considered or think of me in that same vein, so let me grab mine up front. But again, there's nothing wrong with that, people. Be comfortable in it. Now, Coach, I've even seen people who dreamed for a new home and others who worked months of overtime in hopes of getting a new car, a promotion, or a great vacation, all to receive the desires of their hearts, then to turn around and downplay their fortunes by saying things like, it's just a little something-something, or it's just a little house, and something to get us by, a little starter home, or it's just a car, or how their promotion that will now make their dream of sending their children to college as something not all that important. Stop it, people. You're not wearing his favor well when you do that. Stop thinking how others will take ill or talk ill of what you have or what you're doing or what you receive. Don't revert to the mindset of the haters and the naysayers. That promotion should be celebrated. That new home should be celebrated. That in which you went back to school for and received should be celebrated. It is God's favor. It is a blessing to be able to receive those, especially in this day and age. And it's harder each and every time you try to make a new leap, a new bound, and especially if you're in new territories where others around you have never been. It will be and can be uncomfortable. But don't downplay it. If it's an authentic, if you're genuine, why not celebrate it? Why not show the world, you know what, not look at me and what I got. Look at his good favor, what he's given to me. And if he did it for me, he can darn sure do it for you. That's the example we should be showing. We should stand proudly with our shoulders back and our eyes fixed on the prize and show other individuals that the truly determined can make it through. That if you're relentless in your pursuit of happiness and you hold him in the highest esteem and put him first, this is what he can do for you. Now, others would prefer to keep you in that frame of mind, that mindset of, you know, oh, I shouldn't have this. Oh, I'm not worthy of this. They want to keep you in that mindset. They want to keep you in a poverty consciousness, so much so that they would have you to think, in order to be holy or closer to your God, and there are a whole lot of folks who would love for you to think this way, that you must be in the poverty mindset. They're keeping you in a poverty mindset while making a whole lot of money off of you or around you. And for those of you who read your Bibles, you're probably familiar with the scripture, Psalm 35:27. So Psalm 35:27, where it states, it's the Lord's pleasure in the prosperity of his children. The Lord gets good pleasure in the prosperity of his children. It was Joel Osteen I was listening to one morning, and he said even his dad was trained in seminary school not to be boastful, not to brag, not to mention about all the greatness. And even so much so, they wanted to make sure that he stayed in the poverty consciousness. They only gave him, his dad that is, I think $125 a week during that time, to raise five kids. And it was one time that there was a visiting pastor that came to the church and stayed with the Osteens for an entire week. And that pastor's business assistant came by and gave Mr. Osteen $1,000 check. He had never seen that much money in his possession at one time. He felt guilty. He said, no, I have to give this to the church. I have to make this my offering. The man said, we gave it to you. That's your blessing. Oh, but no, you know, I'm not supposed to have this. So even to the day in which he dropped that dollar amount into the offering bucket, he felt ill. His body felt imbalanced. He knew he was not doing the right thing. But he had been so conditioned in that mindset that if you don't do this, you won't have favor with God. Well, God had given him favor. He had blessed him with a situation to recognize that maybe he's not in a very good position, because if a guest minister can come and give you that kind of money, what is your own church supposed to be providing? Now, each of you listening must fight off the old way of thinking. This will harm you in your personal life as well as your business life. You know, that thinking that I'm talking about, that you must be poor, broken, or defeated, trying to prove to others that you are humble and worthy of serving God. According to Joel Osteen, all that proves, if you're doing that, all that it proves is that you are poor, you are broken, and that you are defeated. People, come out of the poverty mindset and let God's good favor and blessings shine through you. See, I believe strongly as never before, and I just said at the top of the hour, that 2011 is all of our year. That's why we've been met in this forum, at this way, and at this time, because of the light mindset and light consciousness, and we're just going to generate a certain energy around each other when we're in the midst of one another, either through these phone lines or face-to-face, that would then generate and permeate out into the universe, and only those good things that we think about, only those good things that we want will come back to us. And we will start then experiencing the visible manifestation for others to see that our prayers have been answered, that our standing strong is resound, and that we're moving within our faith base. We're only calling those things in existence in which we want to see. So if we don't want to see disharmony, we won't talk about it. If we don't want to see despair, we won't mention it. If we don't want to see chaos, we won't mention it. We want to talk about happiness, prosperity, joy, overwhelming abundance. And so this, again, people, I believe is our year. For those who have purchased my book directly through my website, they received a business plan. It's a 26-page business plan that can be utilized for your personal life or the business you're currently in or the one that you're looking to achieve. It allows you to jot down and to write down. I've also created a 46-page workbook that enables you to chart out and look at some of the things that prevented you from growing, some of the things, some of the demons that you thought you buried, but they weren't. They've reared themselves in other areas of your life. To able to allow you to write this information down so that you can eradicate it out of your life forever and that you can stand in the glory and in the goodness that has been, you know, pressed upon you or placed upon you. Now, I know that some of us have been through so many trying times, especially in the last or past 36 months. It can be hard sometimes to get up. It can be hard sometimes to think positive and feel good about yourself. I ask you to throw off those sheets in the morning. Jump to the floor with a steam. Be that Bond girl that, you know, the coach is talking about. Always feel that you are fabulous, and knowing that you have not one blemish within you, because as he created you in a perfect likeness of himself. Appreciate for what you have, what little it is, because it could be a lot more than just a person next door, down the street, or around the corner. And you could perhaps be that blessing for others. And even going through these trying times, for me, only thing this proves is your resolve, your determination and your commitment towards and for life. For the great majority of us, we've had to adjust. We've had to adjust our lifestyles, our way of thinking, and our behavior during this time. But we have not accepted this new way of living. We have not. We have not accepted lack. We would not accept limitation. We would not accept less than our very best. We've just simply adjusted, fully understanding that there may be a recession going on somewhere and that lack and limitation may be some folks' reality. But for us who are forward-thinking, progressive-minded individuals, we know and understand full well that this time is only temporary. It is just for a season, and that you and I and we plan on taking this 2011 by storm into a new direction, a new way of life. This is going to be one of the most greatest opportunities during this next decade, more self-sustaining, self-employed entrepreneurs and business owners than ever before. There will be more people today with just a high school or maybe a college degree, associate's or a bachelor's, that will make more money in this new decade than ever before because of their ideas, because of their vision, because of the challenges that they could no longer hide behind a so-called secure job. Because they may not be. As President said last night, there was companies and people who went out and got a job, and the only competition was their neighbors. And they got that good job, and if they were fortunate, they worked it for their lifetime. And to even be further proud, they were then able to now have their children work for those same companies and corporations. It appears to me that gone are the days of that. Because so many jobs are being outsourced, downsized, or eliminated totally. So we're going back to a time that when we created some of the most greatest things in life, we had to create them out of necessity because no one was giving it to us. So you're going to see this in this day and age more so than ever before. Get prepared, people. That person or persons can and will be you if you choose for it to. But don't downplay your blessing. Don't downplay what you have inside of you and pass it off as being just okay. I'm not sure if any of you remember or recall Lou Gossett Jr. Back in the day, he was our Denzel Washington. Every movie he played in, I want to be him. I loved how he carried himself. When Lou Gossett, prior to becoming a movie star actor, was in the Army, him and a gentleman was writing a song just sitting down one day while they were overseas. The gentleman told him, you know what, I get out of here tomorrow, and I'm going to this place I heard about in New York called Woodstock in a couple of weeks. And if this record should do well, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to take care of you. Well, Lou Gossett didn't think no more of that moment than probably the moment before. He was just trying to survive. Went to Hollywood trying to make it. Months went by. He wasn't getting any deals, wasn't getting any gigs, and he was getting evicted. On the very day he was getting evicted, he was actually carrying a TV in one arm and dragging his couch in the other as he's walking out of the building. By this time, he had been there long enough to at least know the mailman, or the mailman knew him. So the mailman looked at him and said, oh, looks like you got the hand full. Well, I have a letter for you, and put it in Lou Gossett's mouth. Lou Gossett looks down at the letter, at the envelope, and he sees his buddy's name, and he drops the TV and let go of the couch. True story. Opens up the envelope, and inside the envelope was a $50,000 check, a royalty check for something he had did months prior that he didn't have value or believe that it was worthy of, that he didn't even anticipate. Now, see, that's God's favor. That's his blessing. That's to show you that you should always have a million-dollar mindset. And not from the monetary aspect, but from the concept that everything you think about, dream about, or bring about can generate wealth. It can change generational poverty. It can allow you to dream and live in that dream and have your vision come to visible manifestation to show you and others around you that it is possible. That anything that you want and desire is possible. So, people, that business that you're thinking about opening, it's possible. That old, broken relationship that you think is unmendable, it is mendable, and that is possible. To earn more money in this year without increasing your title, without increasing your hours, without increasing your time away from your family, it is all possible. We just have to believe the unthinkable. We have to dream the unimaginable and watch it flourish if you nourish it right. Just yesterday, Coach, I got hit with some news. Now, I'm already trying to cultivate a plan that would, again, help me to expand my brand this year, allow me more fellowship with individuals, allow me to mentor others and increase my income, and produce more products and services that I know can benefit our people. And so I got hit yesterday with two unexpected bills that have an immediate urgency, and the funding is just not there. So I lay down to relax my mind. And during the right before the President's State of the Union address, my daughter runs upstairs, and she shoves some papers in my hand. And I'm like, what is this? She said, it's over $2,100, Dad. We just got it in the mail. I'm like, my God. Now, I told you just 4 hours before then, it was 4 hours, I'm looking at these expenses that may not be able to be met in the immediate, but have an urgent you know, need, an urgent thought that has to be resolved, to turn around just 4 hours later and an insurance policy that got converted from one type to another one had a cash value, and the insurance company sent the balance, unbeknownst to me. So if you steadfast in your belief and if you keep forging forward, people, the things, the resources, and the people that are necessary to take you to the next level will. But you have to stop downplaying your blessing. You have to stop saying, oh, this is just last year's Gucci. It is Gucci nonetheless. You have to stop saying, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to lose too much. You have to stop saying, oh, this outfit, oh, it's just something I put on. When somebody's giving you a compliment or acknowledging you, receive that and thank them. But no one wants to see someone who pretends to be humble or who don't appear to be confident in their own skin. It is God's good pleasure to continuously bless you, and he doesn't want you to be in fear of him. He don't want you to feel, oh, if you don't bow down and be humble and say, no, thank you, I don't want this, I don't need this, he's going to give it to someone else. I want my children feeling confident this is mine. I want them knowing that it came from their father and that I have their best interests at heart. Why would our Heavenly Father think different? We've been conditioned, people, to feel bad about fortune. We've been conditioned, people, to feel bad or ill that we have more than our neighbors or our relatives. And when they've all been given the same chances and opportunity, but if they believe the way you believe and think the way you think, then perhaps those same fortunes will come to them as well. And they may have so many other fortunes that they're not even paying attention to. People, do not limit your vision. Limited thinking does just that. It limits you. Do not overly concern yourself with what others may think or say about you. Haters are born to do that. They're born to hate. For example, some people judge life the way they judge a movie. Some people judge life by the trailer, like in a movie. Or some people will come in at the end of life or at the end of a movie and want to criticize and judge the whole film. They missed the meat. They missed the center. They missed the build-up. They missed the sacrifices of your relatives. They missed and went around for the past hurts. They don't know about your near-death experiences, the heartaches, the breakups, the sleepless nights, and the struggles that you have internally that have all come about in your life and that you had to go through to be able to stand exactly where you're standing at today. All they see now are the fancy houses and the fancy clothes. They may only see the new cars. They see your happy smiles that you always seem to carry and the endless dreams that you dare to dream that miraculously seem to keep coming true. But they weren't there in those daunting hours when the uncertainties, when you didn't feel good about yourself and didn't know how you were going to make it to the next day. But you never once wavered from who your character truly was. You continuously believed in yourself and supported others. You always seem to have a kind word. And the naysayers don't understand that. The naysayers even want to put it out. Did you hear that her son went to jail last night or that, you know, she got passed over for the promotion? And look at it. I know she's looking sad. Oh, she's pretending like she's happy. I know I wouldn't be happy. No, they will never be happy with what they have currently and what you possibly will have tomorrow. Don't concern yourself with that. Do not feel guilty. Do not downplay your talents and your capabilities and your skills. Better yet, share them with others. And as I said before, Coach, we can't share our dreams with everyone. You just can't. It's unfortunate. But there are people waiting to participate willingly in what you have to offer and will be thankful at every turn and will support you each and every time you have a new endeavor. These are the same people who will bring you flowers while you're alive, talk well about you while you're alive, and have little to say when you're dead because they gave it all while you were here so you can hear it. They gave you and they eulogized you while you were living, praising everything you did, supporting everything you were about. And so at your funeral, they won't be the ones who have a lot to say. They won't be the ones standing and holding a podium for 5 and 10 minutes trying to find the right words to speak eloquently on your behalf because they showed it while you were standing. So you knew it prior to going to the grave. And so if we can just readjust, retune our mindset to the prosperity consciousness and to the well-being of ourselves and others around us and understand fully that it is His good pleasure to provide us the blessing, to allow us, to inhibit us, to have us grow right here and right now, and that we should stand proud. See, we should be wearing our blessings, Coach, just like Easter Sunday duds. You know how we get on Easter Sunday. We can kind of be kind of flying a little jazzy. We can get brand new in our bonnets and our white clothes and our white shoes. It's the coming out. And so, you know, for those who are in the Midwest and the North, you know, it's the shedding of these winter clothes. And we step out in high fashion. And some of these clothes ain't all that fly, but you know what? We wear it as such. And that's the same way we should be wearing our favor and our blessing. We should be proud when we go to the car wash to wash that car that we've been fortunate enough to receive. It's celebratory. Every step of the way. Everything my children do, I celebrate. Everything that my family embarks upon, I celebrate. Because that's another step in the direction of progression and upward mobility. And no one should be ashamed, and no one should question. I used to have people, Coach, when I was, you know, in high school, silver was a hot thing to wear, silver jewelry, and also Izod. It became very popular. And they would have the audacity to take your silver chain and want to look at the tag to see if it had the right number. I think the number is 946 to indicate that it's silver. Or to look at your tag on your Izod shirt to make sure it's a genuine Izod. And I found myself yielding to that. Oh, yeah, take a look, it's real. Or, oh, man, you know, it's real, but don't worry about it. Downplay it. No, if you know Izod, you don't have to look for the tag. If you know my Father, then you know when you see me, I stand as He does. I'm exemplary fact of what I believe in. So you don't have to go back and look at my authenticity. I'm USDA. I'm 5-star, period. And that's how I act, and that's how I want to be received, and that's what I want to give to others so that they can then give it back to me. So I don't concern myself with what the naysayers think and what others think. I concern myself with how I'm acting in accordance to His word. I want to be a great example for my family, for my children, so that they know and that they can experience life. But I'm not downplaying it. If we have White Castles today, Coach, we have White Castle today. And if we wind up down at Phillips, you know, restaurant to get some crab legs tomorrow, that's what we had tomorrow. But I'm thankful for each meal. And I act accordingly. I show my appreciation in every step of the way. My son, who's 5 years old, everything his 10-year-old sister does or has, he wants. So if she gets some new gym shoes, he wants them. If he gets some new jeans, he wants them. Regardless if just yesterday he got some new gym shoes. Just for some reason, hers are now more fancy or fantastic than his. So there's a few items that I have taken away from him and I've hidden. And he's asking, where are they at? Son, I gave them away. Why would you do that? So he's upset. He's crying. I said, because you didn't appreciate what was given to you. No, you didn't. Nothing you said, nothing you did demonstrated that, son. Because, see, I don't talk to my kids, never have and never will, as babies. Even when they were children, I talked to them as adults, using adult context and verbiage so that they could communicate it and know expression when they speak it throughout their lives. So I'm talking to him as if I'm talking to my 10 or 12-year-old in the same manner. You didn't show appreciation, son. So those things have now been removed and taken away from you. And you won't get any new things until you can show your gratitude or appreciation for what little or whatever it is. But, Dad, I do. No, son, you don't. You haven't. So I gave him an example, Coach. I said, when you had me the napkins last night, what did I say? He said, thank you. I said, son, when you came and gave me a hug and a kiss, what did I say? You said, thank you. Son, when we went to the movies and you held my hand and you walked me into the movie theater, what did I say? He said, you said, thank you. I said, see, I show you that I appreciate everything that is being done for me and done to me. So, Coach, it was so cute. I kind of felt bad about it a little bit later. He comes about a half an hour later, so I'm thinking that this is done, but it's still resonating on his little mind. He comes by and says, but, Dad, I didn't know I had to say thank you for everything. I appreciate it. I'm like, wow, son. I said, but you did know, because I've been an example of just that. I tell you and tell everybody else around you, thank you. Thank you for all that you've been given. Thank me. Thank your mom, because these things do not have to be given to you. Show appreciation. It is nice to like something else. It is okay to say, you know what, when these are no good, I want some of those. Great. But to throw things away, to downplay it, to not consider or appreciate the good favor that has been placed upon you, that's a sin. That itself is wrong. We can't live like this, people. We can't have a mind of duality and wonder why we can't succeed. The mind can't adjust to that. It can't adjust to hot and cold. It can't adjust to despair, depression, and disdain, and then on the other side, excitement, joy, and happiness. You have to find a place, and you have to own it, and you have to stay there, and you'll see that others around you, even when you don't speak, will see it. That was the whole concept of the James Bond movie. When he walked in, what is your name? My name is Bond, James Bond. Right there, he just painted an era of mystique, a level of confidence. You know, I'm not Junebug. I'm not JJ. I'm not, you know, so-and-so. First name, then last name. No, I'm Bond, James Bond. And people took notice, especially the women, but people took notice. And we have to feel that same way, regardless of whatever you have. Wherever your station is in life, I'm not saying accept less than the best. Just understand, adjust until you can adapt to a higher standard of living that you envision, but keep envisioning it. Take those hurts, take those naysayers and those haters' words, take them and put them over into a chest. Count them up if you need to, but let that be your springboard towards your success. Don't embody those words. Don't embrace those words. Don't embrace that thinking. Don't adapt to that way of life. I was just watching, I guess, the new prince of England, or I guess it's from England, who's getting married. And he's doing a naval performance with his uniform and his gun and everything, and his wife is onlooking, and well, soon-to-be wife, and is sitting in front row. And her hat and her outfit and the way she sat and how poised she was. Then I've looked at baseball and basketball games of future wives or wives. And they're sitting and they're on looking at their adoring husband or future husband. And I see their attire and I see how they sit. It is a total contrast of how they feel inside about themselves. It's how they display themselves in an outwardly fashion. People, wear your blessings well. Believe in yourself and others will too. And all the things that happen, the greatness will show through. I appreciate this time once again, Coach. I appreciate all the listeners, those who are on the phone line now, and those who will go back to the archive, and those who will recommend listening to us more frequently. I appreciate each and every one of you. Wear your blessings well. Stand in the favor that has been, you know, placed upon you, because some of the benefits that you have today, some of the greatness that you have today, came from sacrifices of your relatives that you don't even know about, where they had to stand in certain lines and be humiliated so that you could stand in line today and buy that same ticket to go to that event that they couldn't even get into. The children who listen to this, the same parents who now move to various areas to ensure that you get a good education, to ensure your safety, they had to sacrifice something to get you there. Don't throw it away. Don't treat it as just anything. Do not downplay it. Stand strong. And that's what we used to do as people. That's what we used to do as people. Whether we bought something or it was given to us, we cherished it. And we had esteem about it. We made others respect it as well. For some reason, we lost that. Let's gain it back in 2011, people. And you're going to see this is going to be a phenomenal, fantastic year for each and every one of us. And with that being said, Coach, please take it away.
Oh, yes. That was funny. Take it away. I wish I could take it away right now to the Bahamas or to Cancun, anywhere warm right about now. But I am blessed and happy and thankful that I'm right here. I took the limits off my mind. Thank you. Wow. No more limits.
There you go.
All right, people. We got to be there today. No more limits. Now I want each one of you to turn to the person next to you and tell them, no more limits. Now I want you to turn to the other person.
Uh-oh.
Tell them, no more limits. Awesome. Okay, let's just say there's no one around you. I want you to absolutely look in the mirror, self, take the limits off.
Take them off.
Take it off, y'all. It's time to take it off. Wonderful word to go into this midweek motivation, inspiration. You heard it right here on Blog Talk Radio for Mr. Versiel Walker, the number one midweek inspirational speaker in the world.
Watch out now.
We'll tell everybody, you met a man who is the number one midweek inspirational, yes, teacher. Tell him to come listen every Wednesday, 7 a.m. They're going to get a blessing. They can listen to the archive if they're not able to call in. I know we're about out of time. We've got about 20 seconds. Thank you, everyone in the chat room, for your awesome, beautiful chat. Kiva Paul, Hypno, the guest, Motivation Master, Q Bonita. Thank you, Twin Flame. Thank you. Welcome. Also, to those of you who are on the switchboard, each and every one of you, thank you, Ms. Tina, Ms. Dancy. Thank you. Some numbers, I don't recognize your numbers, but Ms. Hope Harper there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Boy, area code, also 973-592. Don't know the number. But we will be back here. Don't forget tomorrow, bring your questions. Get your pens and pencils ready for the African American Chamber of Commerce President. You want to know what's out there for your businesses, how to get the money. He's going to show you where the money is and how to get it. Start that small business, grow that smart business. If you saw President Obama last night, you know that he wants your small business. This country never made it without the small business, and they never will. So don't worry about this side, that side, Republican, Democrat. Don't worry about that. Focus, like Mr. Versi Walker said, no limits. Take them off, and they'll be off. Again, thank you, Walker. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Hopefully we'll get to talk soon, before next week, just to catch up on some of the projects that we said we would work on.
Awesome. Works for me.
Get that
works for me.
Done.
Works
yes,
for me.
Yes, yes. So hopefully, don't forget, y'all. Oh, tonight, there's a free self-publishing seminar, the one that I do with Adele Foster. Please go to my Facebook page. The flyer is right there. For those of you, tell your friends, get them on the line. It is free tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but you must register to attend. So we will talk to you later. Have a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous midweek Wednesday.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.